We're holding Mishnah, Mila, Mishnah, Daf, Tes, Amin, Aleph. Ayla, say, if we're going right there with these kachikachim, and their statuses, their avedas, and when, specifically, when the Mi'ila ends up coming off, that's the, and when Pigonites the tummy come on, other dinim, but again, we're focusing on when the Mila comes off. Ayla, say, if Mailam Bama Kashikhtisha. Ayla, say, if, like other kachikachim, it's subject to Mila the second you mak the shit, when you declare it, an Ayla, say, if, so like all other kachikachim, it's subject to Mila immediately. Nimlika, once you Malika, hukshuli pasal, this is the, it sounds the same as Chatos Eif, it's because it is. Once you Malika, that makes it, raises it in a Madrega, and now it's fit to become Pasal, with the Tefillah Yayim touching it, or Chesed Kippurim, against the person who's missing the carbon of the Eithay, or Velina, or the Psal leaving overnight. Mitzah Dama, once he squeezes the blood against the Mizbeach, Chayvlam Pigonash, Pigonash Tamei, once you do mitzvah, so ba'ilos life, remember we skip, there is no hazah stage. You do malika, and then you just do the squeezing of the blood. The squeezing of his neck on the mizbeach. The squeezing of his neck on the mizbeach is mitzvah. That's the only, that is the zrika. That is what brings it into a status of being subject to pigul, neser, and tamei. Pigul, neser, tamei is only once you do mitzvah. But meila, which normally comes off by other kabanas at the stage of zrika, whatever it may be, zrika or hazah, over here won't come off. Why? Because it's an ayla. And an ayla is kuli kala. Ayla gets fully burnt. Since that's supposed to get fully burnt, the mila won't come off until when? Ash takes to the base of deshin. Until it's so fully burnt that you're able to take the ashes out to the base of deshin. But until that point, there's still going to be mila. Parmanas rafim is yunus rafim. What about the chatas parim that are burnt, the ones that are, they're actually brought, the zrikas bifnim, and they're burnt outside of Yerushalayim, where the simanas rafim, mailim ben mishuktishu, these are also kachikachim, they're really forms of chataises, they're chatases, and therefore, there's the kachikachim, there's mila from this moment to declare them as kaddish. Nishchdu, once you shechted, hukshul of sobtsoyem, chesukurim, velina, once you shechted, it is now prepared, it's fit to become pasul through the coming in contact with the Tefillah Yayim, a Mechusa Kippurim, or by lean left overnight, Lina, and now it says the Lina clock's ticking, if it's left overnight, it becomes possible as well. Who's the Dhamma? Once you did Zrika, Chayavin, which again, the Zrika is done over there on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Who's the Dhamma? Once you did Zrika, Chayavin Lem Mishim Pigon HaSame, it's subject to Pigon HaSame, Umaylim Behem Beveis HaDeshen, Ashita Chabasar. And there's Mila on them also, even when it's put on the Deshen for burning, until the fire is totally burnt up the basar. Again, same idea, just like an ayla, which is fully burnt, and therefore there's me'ila, until you finish the process, until you're doing shumas adeshen. So to hear, until this is on the pile of ashes, and it's fully burnt, is going to be me'ila. Ha'ayla ma'ayla ba'mishakdusha, a regular ayla, until now in the mission we spoke about earlier, about ayla sa'if. Now we're focused on ayla, animal. Ma'ayla ba'mishakdusha, again, it has me'ila, the second makdashit, once you shechted, it's now mechusik become tamei. Ayde the touching of itzul yaim. A mechusik kippurim is ready itzul yaim past night again. That's waiting for his carbon in the morning. Uvelina or psul of being left overnight. Mishnuzik tamei. Once you did zrika, chayv lam shapigul nes tamei. The zrika makes it subject to the dinu of pigul neser and tamei. Once chayv karis for eating it, makes it pigul neser. If it's pigul, if it's neser, if it's tamei. Ve'ei ma'ilam ba'iris. And that now the Zrika does remove Mila from where? From the hides, because the hides go to the Klikayanim. They mail by Riz. Avol, mail the basar, shake the base of Deshen. Same as we said by the El Saif, you mail the basar until it goes out to the base of Deshen, to the pile of ashes outside Yerushalayim, until it's fully burnt to that point, it's still going to be Me'ilah, which means even on the Mizbeach, even while it's still being burnt, until it's fully burnt, until it's ready to be taken out to the base of Deshen, there is going to be Me'ilah. Chatas ve'asham zivchei sham et zibar. These are other kachikachims that are edible. So chatas ve'asham, you know, the classic kachikachims are ayla, chatas, asham. Chatas, asham, and zivchei sham et zibar. That's a unique one. Zivchei sham et zibar. Shlamim are typically not kachikachim. Shlamim typically are kachikalim. However, once a year, namely when? On Shavuos, we bring kifsei atzeres. We bring two lambs of the Shavuos, together with it's part of the Shnei Lechem Karban, the two breads, two loaves of bread with two lambs. Those two lambs are called Shalmei Tzibur. That's Shalmei Tzibur, which has a din like Kachay Kachem. It's only eaten for one day and one night, meaning the day you shechted it plus the following night, not for the day you shechted it the following night plus the following day, like all of the Kachay Kalam. This is a din like Kachay Kachem. It's only eaten for one day and one night. And the halacha is going to be the same dinim of Kachay Kachem in that all these cases are Maile Mem Hashikdashu. There's Mila for the moment. Yamakdash Nishkdu. Once you shechted, Hushul Fasal B'Tfilayim Chosakaburim Lina. It's now susceptible for Tumma or to become Pasal by Tfilayim Chosakaburim, and it gets absolved of being left overnight. Nishkdu Tama. Once this week is done, Chayav Lam Shabbiknayis Tama. In these cases, by Chatas, Asham, and Kipsi Atzeres, once you do the Zrika, it's subject to Pignayis Tama, and the Mila, the Zrika also removes the Mila. A Mailam B'Basar removes the Mila from the Basar, very important, the Basar, because the Basar is the part that's eaten by the Kayanim. Avol, and by the way, Kachakach was only eaten by, the Basar only eaten by Kayanim, it's not eaten by Israelim. Avol, Mailam B'Mureim, Achei Sabes Deshin. But on the Murim, the Murim, even of Chatas of Asham, is really equivalent to the Holayla. That what? The Murim are getting fully burnt. Until they're fully burnt, they're not, there's going to be subject to Mila. So there is Mila still on the Murim till it's ready to go to the Deshen outside Yushalayim. Shtei Alecha Mailam Mem B'Shuktashu. The loaves of bread. These are two loaves that come with the Kivsei Atzeres. It's also Kachakachim. Those two loaves have a din of Mila from when? Mailam B'Shuktashu. From when you're Makdashit, then it already has a din of Mila. Karma b'tanim now as did a meila, but it's not yet the flour and the mixture is not yet ready for pignoy satame. When's it considered, like, what's the status of shechita? All these other kavanas, malika, shechita, the meila was from the moment you declared a kaddish as meila, but only with the shechita or the malika did it get a din that it's susceptible for tumah by tefil yayim, by machus kippurim or psalina. So over here we're saying that what's the mukshar by the bread, karmu b'taner. Once they become browned, start to become crusted in the oven, then it's ready, it's considered prepared, it's ready to be part of the shtei lechem carbon, and then hukshu l'pasul b'tzviyam mechus kippurim. It's now mukshar to have a psul of tzviyam and mechus kippurim. The word lina is in parentheses for good reason. Halacha is there's no lina on these breads. They used to actually bake the breads the day before. Instead of baking them on yantiv, they used to bake the day before, and if yantiv was on a Sunday, the shul was full on a Sunday. When would they bake the breads? On Friday. So the breads were eaten anywhere from, 2 to 3 days from when they were baked, the second or third day from when it was baked. So it has to be eaten taka that day, the day that you ultimately bring the carbon, but it could be left overnight for multiple days till you bring it, and lina is not upsol. That's why the Mishnah, that's why it's in parentheses, because the making a crust in the oven is only mukshar for tul yayim and for mechus kippurim to pasul it, but does not give it a clack of lina. For lishkalem as zevach, now that they're fit, now that they're browned, you can shecht the carbon on it. That's the kibsei atzeres can be shechted. Nizrik daman, because you're supposed to shecht the carbon only when you have the breads together. Nizrik daman shekvasim. Once the zrika was done with the kvasim, the shalmei tzibur, you did the zrika. Chayev lem shepigras tamei. So that makes, just like it makes the shlamim subject to pignas tamei, it makes the breads subject to pignas tamei. Ve'ein b'ham ila, and there's no longer meila on the breads. These breads are supposed to be eaten by the kayanim, and therefore there's no more meila on these breads once the zrika was done. Lechem apanim, it's the weekly bread, the 12 weekly breads. So the halacha is, ma'ilam b'vayi p'shuk tishu, again, once you declare it as lechem apanim, it's nizmila, as a good reminder, all menaches are kachay kachim. Right? Kachakalam doesn't have Mila till you do Zrika, till you get to a later stage. Kachakachim have Mila right away with declaration. All menachas are Kachakachim. So, Lechem Apanim as well. There's Mila right away once you make the shit. Karim B'taner, once the bread becomes crust, like browned in the oven. Hukshul Apostle B'Tvayim Umuchas Kippurim. Again, it becomes Mukshir to get a Psalm Tvayim Umuchas Kippurim. There is no lean there either. It used to go from week to week. I used to bake it on Friday. It's fit out to be arranged in the two rows of six loaves and six loaves on the shulchan. Karvab zichin, now together with the lechem apanim came 2 cups of frankincense, right? 2 cups of levain, exactly. Karvab zichin, once the spoonfuls, I said cups, they attach it as spoonfuls, once the spoonfuls of levaina were mukter, chayvam shepikunas tamein, so the Maktaktar's position is like the shechita, it makes it subject to, I'm sorry, it's like the zrik, I should say, which makes it subject to pignoy satame. Ve'ein b'mila is no more mila, because now the bread's eaten by the kanim, and therefore there's no more mila. Ha-menaches, ma'ilem, mishim, general menaches, they have mila from the moment you mukdash something, like we just spoke about a moment ago, because we spoke about lechem apanim, because lechem apanim is really a form of menaches as a shnei lechem, but we're talking about menaches now in general. All the other menaches, the halacha is there from the second you mukdash them, they're subject to me'ila, kachakachim. Kachim b'kli, once they put the flour or the bread, whatever it may be, into a kli. So now, hukshu l'pasol, the putting into the kli is makshirit, l'pasol b'tfil yayim, mechusa kippurim, v'lina. That already makes it roye to become pasol by tfil yayim, mechusa kippurim, and there's ready, the clock is ticking for lina. Once it's in the kli, it's got to be done that day. Karav ha-kaimitz, when you makriv the kaimitz, chayav lam mishim pignoy satame, it's subject to pignoy satame, because that's makshir the carbon. The taras kaimitz, which is the karav kaimitz, is like the zrika of an animal. Ve'emailim b'shrayim, by by the Menaches, there's no meal on the Shirayim, because who eats the Shirayim? The Kehanim. Exactly, there's no meal on the Shirayim. But the Kehanim itself, which goes to the Mizbeach, there is meal on the Kehanim until it goes to the Mizbeach. And who had din? It could be the Mishnah coming up next, that we haven't seen yet. But who had din? This is talking about Menaches of Yisrael. These are Menaches of Yisrael. And by Mincha of Yisrael, of a non-Kehanim, you do a Kemitza, and the Shirayim eats it by Kehanim. A Mincha of a Kehanim, a Mincha of a Kehanim, God, the Lach is, what do you do? Very good. You burn the entire thing. So the same way we treat the kaimetz, you would treat the entire mincha, and you say the entire mincha is subject to me'ila until it goes to base of deshim. Okay. Itbar. Hanena me'afer tapuach shagabim zeach. If one has enough from the ashes on the tapuach, tapuach is like means like the apple. It's the mound of ash on top of the mizbeach. Rav amar e'mayla bay, there is no me'ila on the mound, ashes. Rav amar e'mayla bay, there is me'ila on it. Before you do, it was like this. Every day there was an avayit of Trumas Neshen. The first avayit in the morning was Trumas Neshen. You go up, take a shovel full of ashes, right, off the Mizbeach. You'd move the ashes on top of this pier on the Mizbeach. You would make sure that some fiery like embers pop up to the top. And then you'd scoop some ashes, take it off the Mizbeach down the ramp, and put it on a pile a few tefachim away from the side of the ramp. That was the avodah of Trumas Neshen, not every morning. Then separately, every once in a while, when the mound was big enough, there was so much ash there, they would have an avodah, they would actually change their clothing into non-regular, it was also big tikkunah, but like a cheaper form of big tikkunah, and they would do an avodah of scooping the ashes out and taking them outside Yerushalayim. So we're talking about, not before Trumas Neshen, everyone agrees there's Mila on the ashes of the mound. Before Trumas Neshen, there's still an avodah that needs to be done. Every morning, there certainly is Mila. We're talking about after Trumas Neshen was done, what about when you're up to the stage of cleaning the Mizbeach and taking these ashes out of Yerushalayim, is there Mila on those ashes? Do you say, since that act is like an avodah, since you actually do wear big dekuna, special begadim, but still big dekuna, therefore there is Mila? Or do you say, no, you take off the regular big dekuna and do... You put on a separate, lower begadim, and it's not mamish and avayit, and therefore there's no mila on it before it's done. That's the machlekes. So Rav says there's no mila, and Rav Yechon says there is mila. Keep says the Mara. L'fnei Trumas Neshen klum l'pligi to meilam by Evan Ugiz before Trumas Neshen. There's certainly going to be mila. Keep pligi l'achas Trumas Neshen machlekes is after Trumas Neshen. Rav Amar Ein Meilam by Rav says there's no mila. Why? Harin Asa Mitzvasa. You didn't in Trumas Neshen. The mitzvah for this pile of ashes has been done. Yeah, you have to clean it because you have to clean it, but the mitzvah is done, and therefore there's no mila. Rav Yechon Amar the Ksiv Lavash Kain Mide Bad. It says the Kain should wear Mide Bad. There was special begadim they had to wear for the removal of the ashes. So you're right, it's not the regular begadim, but they were special begadim, which are considered Bidekuna. Kivin Zerach, the Bidekuna, B'Tishasa Kain. If it needs to be done Bidekuna, it's considered an Avaida B'Tishasa, and therefore there still is subject to Me'ilah. Tan, Me'ilah B'Mashtesa B'Tishasa. We looked at the Mishnah, the Kasha and Rav, as Me'ilah until it goes to the base of Deshan. Kasha and Rav is pretty clear, is Me'ilah until it goes to the base of Deshan. That's the area of ashes outside Yishlayim. That's a clear right to Rechon, isn't it? Amalach Rav. Rav will tell you, until it actually goes to the base session. It means till it's fit to go to the base session. The Marzani has more questions around. But first, just one quick interesting point, really related to our mission. We keep discussing that the Zrika's dam essentially makes the carbon kasher, the mitzvah, the Zrika, the azah, whatever it may be. And after you do that, then no longer has dinam ila. There's a Gemara in Brachas that discusses about food, right? The food, the Pasuk says in one place that, elsewhere it says, Lashem Aretz B'loi. Hashem, the world and the Aretz belongs to Hashem, right? So, does land belong to person, or does land belong to Hashem? Nafkmin is, are we allowed to eat the food? Does it belong to us, or does it belong to Hashem? So the Gemara Bracha tells us, depends. Kam kaidem bracha, kam acha bracha. After you make a bracha, you're allowed to eat the food. Before you make a bracha, you're not allowed to eat the food. But after you make the bracha, you're allowed to eat the food. The Gemara Bracha Nachlam tells us, one who calls a nene min ha'olam b'lei bracha, whoever is nene from this world without a bracha, is ki'ilu, it's like he's mael and hektish. Right? It's like he's Merle Hekdesh eating without a bracha. Once you make the bracha, then it becomes yours, you're allowed to eat it. So the question was asked from the Tshuvas Harris Nassim, he says, I understand. If that's the case, once I make a bracha over food, let's say I make a bracha over a loaf of bread. I plan to finish the whole thing. I made that now, Levnayadam. I didn't finish, I only finished half. When I come back to eat the second half, I shouldn't have to make a bracha again. The mechanics are, I'm making a bracha to remove the me'ilah, right, so to speak. To remove this, once I made a bracha, I remove the me'ilah. It takes the place of like the zrika by carbon. Once I made the bracha on half, I should not have to make a bracha on the second half. So he answers the fundamental side. It's actually very similar to the lumdus we said by Kehanim, Meshuchim, Gavar, Kazachu, by the Chatas, by the Asham, that when the Kehanim eat the meat, they don't own the meat. Right, the Mara calls him a mamayin dekayin. He says, "I'm a mamayin dekayin." They have a right to eat the meat, but they don't own it. So his answer essentially is that when we make a bracha, we're simply giving ourselves a right to eat it. But the ownership still belongs to Hashem. So even though the Gemara says Ha'aretz levnei Adam, after you make a bracha belongs to you, it doesn't mamash mean it belongs to you. It still all belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's just we have a right to partake in it as if we own it. And therefore, whatever you ate now, you made a bracha, is fine. But whatever you didn't eat, it still belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, when you come to eat a second time, you would have to make a second bracha. The Gemara says that the bracha you make is not comparable to redemption. Redemption, you have to actually exchange Kedusha with money. You have to do an exchange. Not do an exchange. You give me Hashem bracha. It just really gives you a heter to eat it, but it doesn't actually take off the Kedusha, so to speak, the fact that Kedusha owns it, which is why you have to continue to make a bracha and always appreciate the Kedusha. So again, we have Machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yechanan, whether or not the Me'ila is off the ashes from, is there Me'ila in the ashes in the Tapuach? Does the Me'ila come off the second you do Chumas Sedeshin? That's the first shovel you take in the morning, you put near the ramp of the Mizbeach, or that's Rav Shita, or according to Rabbi Yechanan, there's Me'ila all the way till you take it to the Deshen, the base of Deshen, when you take from the Tapuach, there's still Mila from the Tapuach until you take it to the base of Deshen outside Yishlaim. So he brought a couple of kashas of Rav, and Rav deflected so far that said that no, it doesn't mean that there's Mila till base of Deshen. Rather than there's Mila, Asher Tira the base of Deshen. So it's fit for base of Deshen, namely, once you've done Chumas of Deshen, it's now fit for base of Deshen, and therefore there's no longer Mila. Top of Amma base. Itmar. Meisvei. The Kulin Shepakum Agab Mizbeach Leyachzer. If any of these items pop off the Mizbeach, this is talking about that you're allowed to put on the Mizbeach when together with the Emurim that go on the Mizbeach, Ba'ilu, with the Basar. So if there's attached bones, if there's the horns, the Kranayim, if there's the sinews, the hooves, we said if it's attached, let's say, to the Ayla, you put it on the Mizbeach, it's not a problem. However, if they pop off, Le'achzer, if those items pop off, they don't go back on because they weren't really supposed to go on the first place on their own, they only came on agav the other items, agav the rest of the body of the Eila, and therefore it doesn't go up once it pops off. Here's the part that we need. The chen gachelas. Gachelas is a coal, similar to ash. Shepakam agam bezech, if it pops off the mizbeach, lo yachzer, we do not put it back on the mizbeach. Make a diak. Ha agav mizbeach, that's only if it popped off the mizbeach onto the floor, you don't put it back into the fire. Ha agav mizbeach, if it remains on top of the mizbeach, then yachzer, you would be yachzer. That's the diak of the braisa. Bishlam rebechon and a kodeh rebechon, that is still kedusha and there's still me'ila all the way till you bring it to base adeshen. It makes sense why you're putting the coals back. That's on top of the mizbeach, back into the fire. El Ravu says that the ashes, once you drew shumas adeshen, there is no me'ila on these ashes. Mitzvah's done. There's no me'ila. What's the inyan of putting the coal back into the fire? Amalek, Rav will tell you, Agufa, shiny gachelas, dismay mishasha. Why did the Baisa pick dafka gachelas? Gachelas is a coal. Pick a case of ash. Discuss whether there's a chief to put the ash back into the pile or not. Why did it speak specifically about gachelas? Because dafka, coal, which has mamashas to it, which is substance, therefore it's taka din, that until it gets fully burnt into ash, there's still a mitzvah. But once it's taka ash, even if it's still on the tapuach, it wasn't burned out the base of Deshen yet, Rav will say there's still no me'ila once it turned into total ash. On the contrary, Rav is saying gachelas is not a kasha on him. If anything, it's a riot, and that's taka the next girsa of this exact conversation. Some have this brisa not as a kasha on Rav, rather as a riot to Rav. Kasha Rabbi Yechanan. Time Rav Shum Gechelos says Rav Shasha. The reason why the brisa says you have to put it back in the Gechelos that popped off the fire that's still on the top of the Mizbeach, you put it back into the middle of the fire is because of the Gechelos, because it says as mamashas. Ha'ifid les be mishasha. An afer ash which has no mamashas, taka. Afilu gab Mizbeach emailim. But even if it's on the Mizbeach, you wouldn't put it back in because its din is done and the taka wouldn't be mila either. Bish is beautiful like Rav. Bishlam Rav Nich, according to Rav, is good. Ela Bechan and Kash, according to Bechan, is a shver. Rebbechon will tell you, no, even Afer, you would fell off the pyre, you'd have to put back into the pile, into the fire. You would have to, when it's on the Mizbeach. So why did it speak in terms of Gachelas? The flip side. The Chiddush Gachelas is the other way. The Dafka, when it's still on top of the Mizbeach, you have to put it back in, which would apply to ashes too. But the Chiddush is, if it pops off the Mizbeach onto the floor, that's not enough of a Chiyuv to put it back on the Mizbeach. Even Gachelas has mamashes to it. Once it pops off the Mizbeach, then it no longer is no longer an obligation to put it back on the Mizbeach. That's Taka Berchidish. Therefore, we spoke in terms of Gachelas, but really ash also has dinim, according to Rabbi Yechanan, would still have Mila and would still have dinim as long as it's on the Mizbeach to go back into the pile. Itbar. They have a new Shiloh. Hanenim basa kachim kachim l'feis vikas damim. A person is nena from basa kachim kachim prior to zrika. We've spoken this out a dozen times or more. That kachim kachim, the second you makdash it, they have mila. The zrika takes off the mila from the basar, and the emurim remain with the mila. By kachim kachim, there's no mila when you makdash it, and it only gets mila on the emurim once you do zrika. So what if a person was, essentially the Brice is just talking about a case where a person was aver amila. And it just gives two examples. Basa kachim kachim prior to zrika, or ve emuri kachim kachim machas zrika damim, or he has benefit from the emurim of kachim kachim
after Zrika is done. What's the halacha? Meaning, we know he has to pay, he's chayav karban milas, and he's got to pay care of a chaymish. What do you do with the money? Rav Amar Mashanena Yipulandav. Rav says the money that he uses, that he pays back for being nena from this carbon, it goes into the nedava, the shefer in the Mikdash, which was for Ketzim Azbeach. For nedava, it goes for Eilos Tzibar, Eilos Nedava. For Levi Amar, no, Yavi Davish Kol Mazbeach. He brings something which is called Mazbeach, which is interesting because Eilos Tzibar and Nedav Tzibar is almost all fully burnt. Right? You don't bust that's eaten. There's the R, there's just the R that goes to Kainim, but you bring something, obviously Levi's argument saying you bring something that's cool in the Mizbech. I'm going to explain what that is in a moment. Tanik Avas Rav, Tanik Avas Levi, we have a Baisa backing up both Rav and Levi. First, Tanik Avas Levi, that you bring something that's Kulai, gets Kulai burnt, what's that? Me'ila Zul Hechanachas, where did the money of Me'ila go? You bring something which is called Mizbeach. Mine, you know what's that? Keteris. So that's called Keteris. Keteris is fully, all the ingredients get fully used up, fully burnt. That's what you use. The money of Me'ila payment goes for Keteris. That's Bryce is clearly a riot to Levi. Tani Gabas Derav, and this Bryce is going to take us into the new conversation, and we're not going to go through it all today. It goes on to Yudam and Aleph. Let's just start, at least read the Raya to Rav. Tani Gabas Derav. A person has anah from the money that was designated for chatos or for nashim. So it depends. Actually, cover chatos until he brought his chatos. He hasn't brought the chatos yet. So Yosef Yavi chatos. He has to top bring Karen b'chaimish and use that extra money to buy a better chatos. He uses it for the chatos itself. Actually, cover hashamay. And similarly, if he hasn't brought ashim yet, Yosef Yavi hashamay, he should add it on the mila payment. Should add on to the value of the ashim he's going to bring. Add it on to the money and buy a nicer, bigger ashim. However, kvar kar chatos, if he already was makriv his chatos, so now it's considered an extra chatos. So the money that he has that he owes Karen b'chaimish on chatos is like meiser, is like extra chatos, which the kippur balea. What do you do with chatos money that's extra? It's yipul yelch liyam amelech. So too, the extra mila money, the extra fifth, is yelch liyam amelech. If you use kvar kar v'asham, what if you use kvar kar v'asham? What do you do with the money? Yipul nedava. The money goes to Nedava. The money goes to Nedava. Why is that? Because by an Asham, the lach is, Meisr Asham doesn't go to Yamelech, it goes to Nidva Siber. So here too, the extra money of an Asham will go for Nidva Siber. Okay. That's the first part of the Baitza. And then here's the right to leave, to Rav. And then Mekachakal Asham, the things you could dumb him, the Emur one of those benefits, one of those Eirah Me'ila, from Basa Kachakachim before Zrika, or from Emur Kachakalm after Zrika, Mashanene Yiplu Lenedava. Black and white, the Anah that he has goes Lene Dava. That's a clear riot to Rav that it goes on the Dava. Then he comes on the Mizbeach. The payments for the benefit for the Mila go to Mizbeach. And any components that are Kachim by the Gabayas, any that the payments for Me'ila go to Betek Abayas, Kabbarna Siver and the Siver, and when we talk about the Kabbarna Siver, the benefits go to the Siver. We'll focus more about that on this Baisa tomorrow, Mitzvah, but just two quick points that we neglected to mention. First of all, one is the Taisus action of Chesem and Aleph. We discussed in the Mishnah that the Lechem Apanim, the Shtei Lechem, that the breads only have a din, the only, when do they get a status at the Roy, to the Mukhshar, that a Tfil Yayim, in Mechusa Kippurim, can make them tamik, make them puzzle. Only Mishakarmu Panel, when it browned in the oven, when it gets crusty in the oven, only then is it ready. And Taisus and Davchas Malv, yes, he doesn't understand. You know, Menachas that don't get baked, you put them in a Klisharis, and once they go to Klisharis, the Klisharis Mekadosh it. So the oven should be the Klisharis as we Mekadosh these breads. Why are these breads not Kaddish until they're baked? As I said, Taisus' answer is, and Davchas Malv, Taisus says, very simple, that Menachas, where the Kiddush Kli finishes its purpose, which is sanctifying it in the Kli, the moment you put it in. So therefore, it's Kiddush right away. You have to do another Avodah Kli afterwards, but the point is, the job of the Kli being Mekadosh, it happens instantly. Whereas the oven has a, besides from being a Kli Sharis, to be Mekadosh, the oven has a job to bake the bread. Since it has a job to bake the bread, so the it's not considered finished its Kiddush process until the bread is baked. As I emphasize that since there's a need to have something else done or completed afterwards, therefore the Kli didn't finish his job yet, and only once the Kli finishes his job is it Mekadosh. Or Leib Malin, an Achren, was killed in World War II. A huge Talmud Chacham, one of the Rashivas of Europe. So he wanted to say, a little different than Taisus, more of a lumdus, that until it's fit to be roi to connect to a carbon, like Shtei Lechem, we know until you have bread, it can't connect to the Kiddush Atzeres. So until it's fit to be roi to a carbon, it can't get Kedusha. The oven can be Mekadosh, technically, but the bread is not fit yet to be roi for Kiddush until it's baked. And that's why you need to be Karma Paneh. That's two different reasons why you need Karma Paneh and why the oven itself is not Makdash right away. One of the discussion in the Nesivis and brought down in the Imbrushainim, is when we talk about the payments of Me'ila, right? The payments of Me'ila, are they being paid for? Is it a payment? Is it a payment for Gzela, or is it a payment to Hekdesh for Stam is an Isser, you over an Isser, and there's a monetary tap-off to that Isser, it's a Knas, that you have to pay Mila, or is it a four of paying back a Gzela? Nafkamina would be, they won't actually say Nafkamina is chosen as a Brace, we'll see more about this tomorrow. It depends if it's Kachem Bedeka Bayis or Kachem Mizbeach. Kachem Mizbeach, where the Guf is inherently Kaddish, it's not so much the Gzela aspect, it's the Isser aspect, and you're paying back a Knas for being over this, it's Teridika a Knas. But you're paying back a Knas for being over this. On Kachem Bedeka Bayis, it's more of a monetary aspect, and it's more of a Gzela type of aspect, and Gzela also you find Kefal on that Gzela too, but the point is, one's more of a Gzela payment, and one's more of an Isser Hanah payment, as they learned in the Sivas, and the difference between Mizbeach, Chachmizbeach, Chachmizbeach, other Shenim argued, they won't say it's always a Gzela, and Blinat will speak more about this tomorrow.